Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kirisos Daf Tes, Kirisos 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start on the facing page, which we did yesterday. Arba'a Mechusrei Kapara, there were cases of people who needed to bring a karban in order to restore them to their status. The Mishnah, three lines in, says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Ger mechusser kapara. A ger, a convert to Judaism, is also a mechusser kapara. And again here, we're not saying that he has an atonement in a halachic technical sense, something that he has to do tshuva on necessarily. No one said he did anything wrong. He's a ger, he's converting. But there's something missing which still has to be attended to. Acha Yizrok Alav Hadam, until the blood of his karban is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And again, like I mentioned yesterday regarding Yoledes, in a Hashkafic sense, Mechusser Kapara on some level can actually mean atonement. When we say the Mishaberach for a ger, we say, Kishem She'etisa Levava Lachzor B'Seshuva Shalema Lefanecha, to do tshuva. But in a halachic sense, that's not the focus of a ger. What he did before, he wasn't obligated to keep regular mitzvahs as we know them, kosher, tefillin, Shabbos. And whether he did the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, we're not making comment on. We don't know if he did it or he didn't do it. Ger Mechusser Kapara means that in order to achieve his status, there's something that remains to be done regarding a karban, and that's Mechusser Kapara expression. Now, the Gemara does wonder why the Tanakhama did not include Ger. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Ger would be one of the count. Why does the Tanakhama not include that? And we could see that Gemara on the fourth of the wide lines. V'Tanakhama maitaima lo tani ger. Why did the Tanakhama not list ger? And the Gemara answers, ki ketani mi da'am demishri lemecha bekodshim. We're only talking about people who were trying to allow them to eat kodshim. Ger ki kamaisi karbon, but a ger, when he brings a karbon, la'achshure nafshe lemeil bekohol, he's actually finishing off the elevation process to become Jewish. The karbon that he's bringing is not a mechusser kapara because of the karbon he's not able to eat karbanos, for example. The karban that the ger is bringing is to make him a full-fledged Jew. And once he becomes a full-fledged Jew, he's able to eat karbanos. A non-Jew cannot eat such. Can't eat karbanos. The ger, until he brings the karban, can't eat karbanos. But once he brings his karban, he becomes a full-fledged Jew, and now he could eat karbanos. It's a very powerful nuance that the Gemara is referencing here. The Rambam, in Mechusrei Kapara, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, writes, Ger Shemol V'tova V'adayin Lo Hevi Karbano. A ger that took care of Mila, if it was a man, Taval, either way, man or woman, went to mikvah, and he did not yet bring his karbon, which, by the way, is the case of gerim in our time. They can't bring karbon because we don't have Beis HaMikdash. So let's explore what this description is. Afa pishu osur le'echo b'kodshem achayavi karbono. Even though he's forbidden to eat kodshim until he brings his karban, so the Beis HaMikdash will be built before the ger can participate in your karban shlamim, your as in someone who doesn't have such an obligation, regular Jew, no history, no requirement to bring a specific karban to bring them to a certain point, he brings a karban, the ger at the present moment cannot, because he still has to bring his own karban first. But eino mi mechusrei kapara. That's not mechusrei kapara. Shekarbono ikvo li yos ger gomur. The karbon is stopping him from completing his gerus process. V'li yos kechol kashre Yisrael, to be an absolute, full-fledged, non-history Jew. Nothing holding him back. He has not become a full-fledged Jew. We need to understand what this means, because in conventional sense it's not true. He is a full-fledged Jew. But ger shemol v'toval, and didn't bring the karban, did not fully parallel the Jewish people yet. And the one thing that's being held back from him is that he can't eat from karbanos. V'kevan sheyavi karbano, once he does bring a karban, v'yase Yisrael kosher, and he becomes a full-fledged Jew, ocha b'kachim, he'll be able to eat kachim. There's no question that the ger is a full-fledged Jew. The question is what this lack of karban does, which stops him from eating kachim, because he hasn't brought his karban yet. Is that called mechusrei kapara, or is that something else? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held that was mechusrei kapara. It's a description of, since you didn't bring your karban, you can't eat kachim. The Tanakama, and that's the way the Rambam is codifying it, is holding that the karban is not stopping him from eating kachim. The karban is stopping him from being a full-fledged Jew who's able to eat kachim. And once he brings his karban, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. That's not called mechusrei kapara. That's, by the way, as a result, you ended up in the same place that you can't eat karbanos. But that's not what his karban is doing. His karban is still making him a full-fledged Jew. The words in the Gemara, la'achshuei nafshe le'meyel b'kohol, to make him kosher to join the congregation, should not be understood in the way this expression sometimes exists, to allow him to marry into the Jewish people. That he's allowed to do. We'll see the Gemara on today's daf. He's a full-fledged Jew. What is being held back from him is, on some level, there's a limitation, and he's not yet able to eat karbanos. Let's look at today's daf. We're after the Gemara explains the requirements that every ger has to do the same thing that the Jewish people did when they became Jewish. You could actually see that about 9 lines from the top of the page. Ma avoseichem lo nichnusu lebris ela b'mila utevila ve'hartzoas dam. Just like our ancestors became Jewish at the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maimed Har Sinai, that biblical time, they became Jewish, Mila, Tevila, and the sprinkling of the blood. Afhem lo yichnusu labris, elab Mila, Tevila, ve'artzoas damim, and that's going to be the same thing any time that any person wants to join the Jewish people. On the fifth line of the wides, Elamayata, if so, Ha'idna, nowadays, after the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed and has not yet been rebuilt, The leka karban, we don't have the karban opportunity. Lonis non likabel geirim, we shouldn't be able to accept geirim. And we do, and they marry into the Jewish people, and everything's fine. How does that work? Amravacha bar Yaakov, v'chiyogarit chem ger asher besochichem lidoroseichem. When there will be a convert among you for the generations. From the word, for generations, indicates, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's still such a thing as conversion to Judaism, and it's fine, except that he has to bring a karban in order for him to be totally in. An observation. The Gemara doesn't say the word lidoroseichem. The Gemara simply says vigomer. The note, in the footnote, tells us lidoroseichem. The Gemara itself doesn't say it, and we've had this on occasion where the Gemara just quotes the beginning of the Pasuk and the actual inference is later in the Pasuk, and you just have to be knowledgeable in Psukim to know that. An intriguing question would be, if the Ger himself is alive at the time Mashiach comes and rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be able to eat Karbanos until he brings his own. However, it would seem that if he's not alive at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, but he has descendants who are alive, or even if he is alive and he has descendants at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, it could be that for him to eat a karban, he would have to bring his karban first. He still has something pending in his gerus. But his children are full-fledged Jews. They have no obligation to bring a karban, so there's nothing holding them back from eating kadshim. So that means that his children, if we follow such logic, are able to eat karbanos. They're full-fledged Jews, nothing holding them back. Whereas the ger himself still has to bring a karban, and we're saying that karban, according to the Tanakhama and the way the Rambam codified it, is not a mechusar kapara karban, it's a karban to complete his gerus. But again, nevertheless, he's a full-fledged Jew. He keeps all Torah mitzvahs, he's allowed to marry into the people, and his children are also full-fledged Jews. We're giving the example of a male, the same thing by a female. Her children are full-fledged Jews, and according to this logic, would be able to eat from karbanos. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.